this conference here brings together the heads of military institutions of all two contributing countries, more than 102 of them in New York. And then the idea is to share with them the changing nature of peacekeeping, the places where we are deployed right now, the changing nature of conflict, the places we are deployed, which are farther away and more complex situations, more dangerous situations also, the need for peacekeeping to have the contribution of better trained, better equipped, of new technologies also, to use new technologies. So this is to sensitize troop contributing countries on our current needs and the need also to improve in the delivery of what we do on the ground and in the field.
Now, why is it important to reach out specifically to these chiefs of defense?
The chiefs of defense of all these countries are the heads of their armies, military components, and they're the ones who decide what kind of contribution they can provide to the UN with peacekeepers, with troops, with assets, with helicopters, with airplanes, with engineering units, communication units, with niche capabilities that we need. They're the ones who decide that. Of course, with their governments, but they're the technical side. So it's important for them to understand what our needs are and to see where they can or when they can also contribute to our efforts. Right now, we're beyond 122,000 peacekeepers and 16 peacekeeping missions, so their contribution is extremely important. Training, capability, delivery is fundamental.
Now, this has been described as the first conference of its type. Why now?
Well, it's the first time ever in the world that we bring together the chiefs of defense from all the troop contributing countries. Why now? Because it is part of this sequence of meetings that we've been having. The Secretary General's high-level panel on peacekeeping, chaired by former president of Timor, José Ramos Horta, and that will be producing a report now by the end of May. So you have the many different elements now. And then the last time we had a peacekeeping review or panel was 15 years ago with the Brahimi report. And now the time has come now to have a more updated review and proposals on peacekeeping. And this is why it's so important to bring the actors to the forefront of this discussion.
Over 100 countries, I believe, contribute to UN peacekeeping.
Correct. And we don't own an army. We don't have a standing force, and we depend on the voluntary contribution of member states. The Security Council identifies a conflict or a situation somewhere that could be a risk for peace and stability in the world. So the Security Council decides to establish a peacekeeping mission somewhere. And then after that, then we call on troop contributing countries, member states, and we tell them, this is what we need. These are the amount of people, soldiers, officers, capacities, capabilities, enablers, etc. we need. And then member states, they decide how they contribute to that effort. But sometimes they deploy troops on the ground, but they don't have the necessary training for UN standards or the enough equipment, etc. So we need to work with them in order to build those capacities.